On farms, backyards, and rights of way up the eastern seaboard, a pointy-leaved, thorny newcomer is becoming increasingly visible. It's called mile-a-minute weed. Bob Trumbull is an entomologist. He leads me through a stream valley north of Washington, D.C., where blackberries and small trees are being swallowed up by this invasive vine.
You can start to see the mile-a-minute weed here. It's an annual vine. Basically, what it does is grows up and over plants and smothers them, you know, well, it outcompetes them for sunlight.
The weed is native to eastern Asia, China, and Japan. It was introduced accidentally into Pennsylvania in the 30s. From there, it spread to seven other states. It prevents new trees from sprouting in forests. But back in Asia, it's not a dominating species like it is here. Judith Huff Goldstein is a professor of entomology at the University of Delaware.
Part of the reason is because it doesn't have anything that's feeding on it. It's going to be without its part of its competitors, and so it's going to be able to outcompete the other plants that are there.
Over several years, biologists searched for something that would eat the vine. They found a tiny black weevil in China. The insect feeds on the plant and lays its eggs there, keeping things in check in Asia.
So here are the weevils. I'm just going to give you a glimpse of them when I pop open the cup here.
Oh, wow.
They look like little, almost like little ticks. So I'm going to put them down here in the mile-a-minute weed. They're tough little guys, but in our past experience, they've started to feed almost immediately.
Up close, they look like little anteaters, poking around the leaves with their long snouts. This may sound risky. There are lots of examples where similar approaches have gone wrong. A parasite was introduced in North America to control gypsy moths. It attacked native silk moths. Mississippi catfish farmers used Asian carp to control algae. They got loose and are taking over the Mississippi River system and threatening the Great Lakes. And Trumbull admits nobody knows for sure exactly what might happen.
And any scientist that might say otherwise is not being honest with themselves or with the person asking the question.
But he says a lot's been learned since the days when any scientist could introduce a species on a whim. These days, exhaustive testing and federal permits are required before anything is released. That's why for almost 10 years, Judith Huff Goldstein has been trying to determine if the weevil would eat anything else. Tests were conducted in a U.S. Department of Agriculture quarantine facility with sealed windows and its own recirculated air supply.
And so what we found was that, in fact, this particular weevil is extremely host-specific. The insect has evolved to depend on the plant.
So much so that the weevils and larvae actually starve to death rather than feed on other plants. In field tests in New Jersey and Delaware, the weevils have decimated mile-a-minute weed. Some researchers say it's the most impressive biocontrol they've worked with. For the Environment Report, I'm Sabri Benashour.